الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program of this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the Islamic faith. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic or today's subject that we're going to discuss today will be mercy to mankind. And of course, we're talking about Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. There's one of the sores. One of the chapters in the Quran, I believe is in the 103rd chapter, and is in the Surah Al-Asr. And it says, Wal Asr, Inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa aminu sarihat, ti watawasol bil haqq, watawasol bil sabr. This particular surah, it mentioned by Asr, Verily, man is in loss, except those who believe and do righteous deeds, and recommend one another to truth, and recommend one another to patience. And that comes through, basically through Islam. Because we, to the best of our ability, we are those who believe in Allah, and we are among the ones who do righteous deeds. We tell each other the truth, and we are very, very patient, and we try to encourage others to also tell the truth and to be patient with one another. And where does that character come from? It comes first from Quran, and also it comes from Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, who is the last messenger sent to mankind, and he is a rahmah. He is a mercy to little Adamin. He is a mercy to mankind. And so that's the one that we follow. And so Allah mentioned that the best of character and the best conduct is Prophet Muhammad, or you will find in Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who is a mercy to all of mankind. And many other prophets before him and messengers before him, they just came to a certain group of people, or maybe they were just by themselves, they were just a prophet by themselves. But many of them came to groups of people in particular areas. But Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he is a final prophet to all of mankind. And there was one mentioned that he had gave a sermon to the people. And he basically said, after he gave a sermon to the people and telling them black person not higher than a white person not higher or better than a black person, and an Arab not better than a non-Arab, and non-Arab not better than an Arab, and how to treat women. And he gave a lot of different, righteous ways we're supposed to act as Muslims towards each other and towards people, period. Not just towards Muslim, to Muslim, just people, period. How we're supposed to, react to them, how to interact with them. And so on this particular day, the prophet, he said to the people, as he delivered a message to the people, and not just a message that he delivered on that day, he also, the message period that Allah has sent the Quran to him through Angel Jibril, and he for 23 years, and he relayed that to the people. and he relayed proper guidance to the people, and he relayed a righteous action to the people, and tell the truth to the people, and the people to be patient with one another. These are some of the messages that he sent to the people. And then he said to the people, he said, "Did I not deliver the message to you?" And the people said, "Na'am." They said, "Na'am." They said, "Yes. Yes, you delivered the message to us, and you are the one we basically bear witness that you delivered the message to us. You are the one that delivered the message to us, and we bear witness that we would do that, and that we bear witness to the fact that yes, you delivered the message to us." And so it was mentioned by one of the companions of the prophet, and peace and blessed be upon him. That's why we say that he's a mercy to mankind. He delivered the message to those before him, and it also the message goes well after him, well beyond him. He was around 1,400 plus years ago. After Isa, meaning Jesus, and all the prophets before him, he was the last of the prophets, last of the messengers to mankind. This is it. After him, there will be no other messengers. People claim to be messengers, men, women, whomever, they claim to be messengers from Allah, but they are not. It's not the truth. They are not there, but he'll khatab al-nabiyyin. He's a seal of the prophet, the last of the messages of the prophet sent to mankind. Because before Allah destroys mankind, he sent the warners. He sent the various prophets and messengers to the people and warned them about them now worship Allah and come back to worship Allah and don't worship mankind or don't worship money and all these things that we do, the creation of Allah. He told us not to do those things. They told us not to do those things. And this is the last warning for us before what? Before you go to some of my previous episodes, before Allah sends basically a hammer down on all of us and he destroys, everyone dies. And then we go before Allah, naked, uncircumcised, and have to bear witness against ourselves, really, about what we've done. It's all written down in our book. As I mentioned before, there's an angel on the right side writing down. Right side writing down a good deed, and angel on left side writing down a bad deed. But let me continue, my beautiful students. It was relayed by Abu Sa'id, who one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, peace and blessed be upon him. He said, "A prophet will come accompanied by two men, and a prophet will come accompanied by three." This is from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessed be upon him. "And some will come with more or less than that. It will be said to him, 'Did you convey the message to your people?' And he will say, 'Yes.' Then his people will be called, and it will be said, 'Did he convey the message to you?' They will say, 'No.' Then it will be said, 'Who will bear witness for you?' He will say, 'Muhammad and his nation.' So the nation of Muhammad will be called, and it will be said, 'Did this man convey the message?' They will say, 'Yes.' He will say, 'How did he do that? Or how do you know that?' They will say, 'O Prophet, our Prophet told us that the messengers had conveyed the message, and we believed him. And this is what Allah says, thus we have made you a just and the best nation, and you have been witnesses over mankind, and the messenger Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, be a witness over you.'" This is such a beautiful thing. This last part I read was from Quran. That's from the second chapter in the Quran, the 143rd verse from the Quran, where it says, "Thus we have made you a just and best people, our nation, then be witnesses over mankind, and the messenger Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, be a witness over you." So I'm going to talk a little bit more about what I just talked about, and that is, it was Sayyid, he was talking about the people we're talking about is who? We're talking about Noah, and how the people in Allah said that we are what you call a wasata. We are meaning just. We are a just nation. That we stand up for justice and we stand up for righteousness. and that I that probably best for me. Let me read something to you, and so you get a clearer understanding of what I'm talking about. We're talking about Wasatha. That is, in another narration, Abu Sa'id, who narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, Noah will be called, and it will be said, did you deliver the message? He will say, yes. And his people will be called, and it will be said, did he call you? They will say, no. No warning came to us. No one came to us. It will be said, who will testify for you? So it will be said, Muhammad and his Ummah, Muhammad and his nation. He, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, you will be brought to testify that he delivered the message, and that he was saying, thus we have made you the Wasatha nation, that you will be witnesses over mankind, and the messenger Muhammad, may peace be upon him, will be a witness over you. So I just want to give you more details of what I was talking about, and that is his own nation. For 950 years, Prophet Noah, he preached to his people, begging them to come to Allah, to get off the wrong path. Get on Sirat al-Mustaqim, get on the straight path to Allah. For 950 years, he preached to his people. And guess what, my students? The people had a nerve, or will have the nerve, to lie about Prophet Noah on the Day of Judgment. And when Allah asked, did Noah deliver the message? He would say, yes. And then the Lord would ask the people, his people, did anyone come deliver the message, to tell the message to you? And they would say, no, meaning they lie. And then so he asked basically, Noah, well, who's going to bear witness on your behalf? You know, Allah, he already know all this. And so Prophet Noah would say, he would say, the nation of Muhammad, they will bear witness. And then they will ask us about their prophet Isa, their prophet Noah, they deliver message to the people. And then we will say, yes, he delivered message to the people. It's like, okay, how do you know that? Because why? Because our prophet said that he delivered a message to the people. And we believe in our prophet, and that he tells the truth. And so we will bear witness on the behalf of Noah, Prophet Noah, and Allah would allow Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, to be a witness over his nation. And so I want to mention these things to us all, so we understand these things, my beautiful students, and that those who embrace Islam, you embracing something that is great. Something greater than yourself that is going to help you in this world and in the next, and help nations that came before you, underneath prophets before you. Nations that those prophet Noah, for years he preached to his people. 950 years he preached to the people to embrace this Islam, to embrace Allah, to embrace the guidance of Allah. But these people, they did what? They did not do that. They rejected this beautiful man and the beautiful teaching that this man presented to them. And so my beautiful students, please don't be amongst those people that are going to reject what the prophet had to say. You cannot be with the people of Noah because they're gone. But don't be with the people who are the rejecters of the guidance from Muhammad, where Muhammad's nation, his Ummah, his nation, will bear witness for the people they never even seen before. But because they believe in the prophet, and Prophet Muhammad is going to tell the truth, and Prophet Muhammad said that Noah delivered the message, then he delivered the message, and that's it. And we leave it at that. So I also want to read something else to you all, which is very, 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 very beautiful. And it mentions this. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلق من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبثهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الذي تساءلون به أرحم إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. All the way to the end. I won't continue this. And basically what it's saying is this. Praise be to Allah. We seek help. We seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whosoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and messenger. And also it says further, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except as Muslims. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them he created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut the relations of the wound, meaning kinship. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear him and seek always the truth. And so what do I mean by all that to you? This is a beautiful thing. I had a lot of different messages that I relayed to you. And so I want you all to take it to heart and listen to this particular episode again, particularly what I just read, and that we ask and beg Allah to forgive us, and that we bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except for Allah. And that's it. And that Allah also, that He is the creator of mankind. And that He created us from the single Adam and his wife Eve or Hawa. And from them came many nations and tribes, which is us. And we all about the righteousness and doing righteous things and doing righteous deeds. Are we going to slip from time to time? Yes. Do you slip from time to time? Allah knows best. Allah witness what you do and what you don't do. I cannot witness that. I cannot. It's impossible for me to witness all of the people of the world, what they do and what they do not do. I can only testify for or against myself. But you know what you've done. You know the good or bad that you've done. You know that. Sometimes only you know that. But really, you're not the only one that knows this. Allah knows it. The angels know it because they write down your good and bad deeds. And so you're not getting away with anything. As I said to you before, as long as you see a black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night. So He certainly knows about all that you do and all that you say. And it's not hidden. It'll come into the light. It'll come into the light on the day of judgment within your book. For or against you, my beautiful, beautiful students. In the world today, we have about 2 billion people that are all Muslim. 2 billion Muslims in the world. Some people say less than that. Allah knows best. I don't know. I guess it depends on who's counting. But I think we have in the world right now, today, we might have more, about 7 billion people in the world. So really, out of 7 people, every 7 people, 2 are Muslim. That's it. And we're the fastest growing religion in the world. We are the second growing or the fastest growing religion in the world, and the one that's more than us right now in the world, I believe, is Christians right now. But we're growing steadily. People are coming to Islam in groves. No matter how much negative stuff people put out there and the falsehood they put out there about Islam, People are still coming to Islam. They're coming to the truth, not by what I'm saying. Read for yourself. You have people out there saying, you don't read anything. I'll tell you what it says. Put the books on the shelf. I'll read it to you. I'll read it for you or interpret it for you. Ah, that's a red flag right there. We don't have that in Islam. And if people are doing it and they claim to be Muslim, it's a question about maybe they're not doing what Islam says for them to do. And maybe you need to look for maybe other people to follow, and particularly follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and follow the Quran. Those are your two guiding sources. Prophet Muhammad said, I leave two things, and if you follow the two things, you can't go wrong. That's Quran and my sunnah, meaning my way. We cannot go wrong at all if we follow those two things. And so let me mention something else that will happen on the day of judgment. Again, he is a mercy to mankind, putting us all, mankind, on Sirat al-Mustaqim, on a straight path. Let me read something to you very, very quickly. It's a little bit lengthy, but I want you to be patient with me because hopefully you get a lot from it. Because, again, we talk about Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. It's a mercy to all of mankind, not just a segment of population, not a particular region or area or country, all of mankind until the end of time. It was narrated by Abu Huraira. He said that some meat was brought to the Prophet, may peace be upon him, and a foreleg was presented to him, and he used to like it, so he bid from it. Then he said, I will be the leader of the day of resurrection. Do you know why that is? Allah will gather the people first and the last on one level ground where they will all be able to hear the caller, and all of them will be visible, and the sun will be brought near such that the people will suffer distress and trouble that they cannot tolerate nor bear. Then some people will say, didn't you see the state of you have reached? Why don't you look for a person who can intercede for you with your Lord? Some of them will say to others, you should go to Adam. So they will go to Adam and say, you are our father of all, you are the father of all of mankind. Adam, Allah created you with his own hands and breathe into you from his spirit, which he created for you. And he ordered the angels to prostrate to you, or for you. Will you not intercede for us with your Lord? Don't you see what has happened to us? Don't you see the state we have reached? On that, Adam will reply, today my Lord has become angry such that he has never been angry before, and will never thereafter. He forbade me to eat from the tree, but I disobeyed him myself. Go to someone else. Go to Noah. And they will go to Noah and say, oh, Noah, you are the first amongst the messengers unto the people of earth. And Allah named you a thankful slave, a Khalil. Will you not intercede for us, with your Lord? Don't you see what has happened to us? Don't you see the state we have reached? Noah will say to them, today my Lord has become angry as he has never been angry and will never be thereafter. I have been given one supplication and I supplicated against my own people. Myself. Go to someone else. Go to Ibrahim. They will go to Ibrahim and say, oh, Ibrahim, you are Allah's prophet and his Khalil among the people of the earth. So intercede for us with your Lord. Don't you see what has happened to us? He will say, today my Lord has become angry as he has never been before angry, and will never be thereafter. I uttered three lies, and it was related. I won't get into the three lies that he mentioned. That's probably for a later class. And he said, myself. Go to someone else. Go to Musa, meaning Moses. So they went to Musa and said, oh Moses, or Musa, you are the messenger of Allah, who Allah distinguished above the people with his message and speech. Intercede for us with your Lord. Don't you see what has happened to us? So he will say, today my Lord have become angry as he has never been before angry, and will never be thereafter. Indeed, I killed a person whom I was ordered not to kill. Myself. Go to someone else. Go to Esau, meaning go to Jesus. They will go to Jesus and say, oh Jesus, or oh Esau, you are the messenger of Allah and his word which he placed in Maryam, and the spirit from him. And you spoke to the people in the cradle. Intercede for us with your Lord. Don't you see what has happened to us? Then Esau, meaning Jesus, will say, today my Lord have become angry as he has never before been angry, and will never be thereafter. He will not mention a sin, but say, myself. Go to someone else. Go to Muhammad. He said, they will go to Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, and they will say, oh Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets, and your past and your future sins have been pardoned. Will you not intercede for us with your Lord? Don't you see what has happened to us? Then I will go, meaning upon Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. Then I will depart until I come to under the throne of the falling prostrating before my Lord. Then Allah will guide me to such praises and beautiful statements of glorification which he did not guide anyone before me. Then he will say, O Muhammad, raise your head, ask so that you may be granted the intercede so that your intercession will be accepted. I will raise my head and say, oh my Lord, my Ummah, meaning my nation, oh my Lord, my nation, oh my Lord, my nation. He will say, oh Muhammad, let those of your nation, of your Ummah, who has no account, enter the gate on the right amongst the gates of paradise, and they shall share in the gates other than that of the people. By one whose hands is my soul, what is between every two gates, meaning two posts of paradise, and basically the length of Mecca to Hajar, Mecca to Basra. It's a great distance, if you will, like from one city to another city. And so that's the length of the gates. And so my beautiful students, I just want to mention to you is that Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he is the what you would call the mercy to mankind in this life and in the next life. And so I hope that you understand the spirit of which I'm saying what I'm saying, as that he is a rahmah lil alameen. He is a mercy to all of mankind. Kulla. All of mankind, he is a mercy to them. So I'm asking you to please read more about Islam for yourself. I'm not telling you to embrace Islam. I'm asking you to read for yourself. Read and embrace the knowledge of Islam. And then ask Allah to guide you towards what is right. Ask Allah to put in your heart what is right. If you are summon, bookmon, ummon, that you are deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth, let Allah open your heart and clear any fog or darkness you have and blockage you have about the truth of Islam, and open your heart to Islam, open your hearing to Islam, and open your eyes to Islam, so you can be amongst those people who are rightly guided and by the guidance of Islam. So my beautiful students, again, thank you so very much for attending today's class. If you want to find out more about Islam, Islamic faith, and the Christian knowledge of Islam, please, you can always go to Why Islam. You can go to the International Online University and find out more information about Islam and learn about Islam. Or you can go to American Open University and learn more about Islam. These organizations, they do not pay me for this. I'm promoting them because you want to know more about Islam. I also want you to go to different masjids, places of worship for the Muslim, and find out more about Islam. You have been attending Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Eid Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.